So now time for our Horton Locker Room Chats here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Continuing to talk now about the Chargers and their basketball season as we get set for the holiday break. Couple more games on tap for them. And we'll start here on the girls' side with head coach Zach Nelson. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, what a game on Tuesday. Pleasant Ridge, the opponents, in a game combined for just 31 total points. 17-14, Pleasant Ridge just holding on for the win over your squad. Kind of just take us through that one a little bit. Defense seemed to be the name of the game.
Definitely defense was there. Offensively, I think both teams were kind of having a hard time getting good looks because both defenses were so stout. And then we had opportunities as far as scoring. I mean, we were a little short for the free throw line. I think we were 5 for 16, so we had opportunities there. We did have to battle through some foul trouble last night. Girls stepped up that, you know, had to kind of step up. Cameron Cabilla stepped up big time, played a lot of minutes for us. But like I said, we had just really couldn't find or buy a bucket last night. Sometimes when I told the girls, it's going to happen sometimes.
Yeah, again, very low scoring, 17-14 the final, and it was a 6-0 second quarter for Pleasant Ridge. They took an 11-8 lead at the half and, again, hold on for it, 17-14. How would you assess the first three games, kind of just lumping that previous game together with the close loss against Valley Falls, who's off to a really good start, and then the opening win over Horton, or excuse me, over McLouth, excuse me, again, in that season opener. That was a 48-44 final. As you've played three games now, you've had a couple weeks, you know, getting up and going. What's the assessment now as we have two more games left before the holiday break?
I'd say we're coming together a little bit. Offensively, we were doing good things. We were running our offensive sets. We're moving a little bit better than we were at the beginning of the season. Right now, it's just that timing and trying to, you know, focus on, you know, making shots through contact and not being afraid to go, you know, at the defense. And that just comes with a little bit more playing. Defensively, I really, coach believes that, you know, our girls have stepped up tremendously. I mean, they're getting a lot thrown at them these last couple games and playing differently as far as we played man the first two games, and we went to a little zone against Pleasant Ridge, and those girls are stepping up as far as learning those concepts and the things that we're expecting them to. They're growing a lot, so it's good.
Well, let's talk about the final two opponents before the holiday break, and it's easy to say that it's by far and away the two best teams in this league, with Jackson Heights starting on Friday and then turning around getting ACCHS on Tuesday, just 5 days before Christmas. Obviously, this is going to be a tough stretch, and you're certainly going to find out a lot about your team here in these next couple of games.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like we talked about at the beginning of the year, Jackson Heights is definitely the standard that our league is trying to chase, and Effingham is right there. Both of those teams are really, really good. They guard very well, and offensively, they're very offensively sounded. And both teams do things a little bit differently as far as, you know, Jackson Heights kind of pressure us a little bit more, I think, than Effingham will. And Effingham just, they got a lot of good shooters, and just they're just a solid team, and it's going to be interesting to see how our girls respond to that. I'm looking forward to the test and seeing where we're at and, well, you know, things that we need to improve on.
It's Horton at Jackson Heights on Friday, and then Horton at ACCHS on a Tuesday, the final two games for the Chargers to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. That's Zach Nelson, girls basketball coach for Horton, joining us here on our locker room chat this week. Coach, good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you after the holiday break.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.